This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Press for October 17th, 2022. I am Ryan Balaji. Good to have you with us. Hope you had a great winning weekend. We did. We had Keegan Bradley at 35-1 to win the Zozo Championship. That's our second winner on the show following Tom Kim in Vegas. We almost had a third with Sepp Straka in the playoff at the Sanderson Farms. Had a couple of close calls on the LPGA with Hannah Green and Danielle Kang. So we've been winning here, and hopefully that will continue this week. We have two big tournaments, really three, I guess. We have got the CJ Cup in South Carolina. We have the start of the playoffs for the Charles Schwab Cup on the PGA Tour Champions, the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. We have the LPGA back, actually, so a fourth tournament, the BMW Ladies Championship in South Korea. And then on the DP World Tour, we have the Mallorca Golf Open. So let's start with the CJ Cup. We've got 30 of the world top 50 gathered at Congaree Golf Club in South Carolina. If you will remember right, Congaree has already hosted a fill-in tournament on the PGA Tour. They hosted a tournament to replace the RBC Canadian Open in 2021 when that was unable to be played due to COVID travel restrictions and other issues related to COVID. And so you almost had Chesson Hadley win there. He wound up devastatingly losing, unfortunately. But that was that tournament full field event. This is a 78-player event with most of this field, frankly, not competing in that tournament. For most of these players, this is a new tournament. So this is not necessarily a venue we know all that well for these players. We know it for 1 week of all time, and that doesn't necessarily give us a whole lot of information in terms of what we need to make informed decisions about our betting, at least related to horses for courses, course-specific behaviors. But if you look at what we had from, this was last June leading into the U.S. Open, the Palmetto Championship at Congaree, and you look at the leaderboard, Garrick Hago won, which was a little bit of a surprise. Hudson Swafford, who's no longer on the PGA Tour and was arguably the worst golfer on LIV this year, is finished tied for second with Doc Redman, Tyrrell Hatton, Johnny Vegas, Bo Van Pelt, and Chesson Hadley. So a very close tournament. And then finishing out the top 10, you had some guys at T8, Ryan Armour and David Lipsky. And then in the T10 range, Dustin Johnson and Pat Perez, who are now on LIV, Eric Van Rooyen, and Matt Fitzpatrick. So if you're looking at names of guys who might like this week, obviously Tyrrell Hatton's in the field. You might like Johnny Vegas. You might like Matt Fitzpatrick. You should this week. But then going beyond that, you don't have a whole lot of big names to draw upon as potential players to like this week. Most of this field is just not competing this week. Matthew Neesmith tied for 35th place. Beyond that, you're starting to reach pretty hard. So let's juxtapose that with the table that we've got here for DraftKings. The outright leader is Rory McIlroy at 13-2 plus 650. John Rahm, who just won in his last start at 9-1. He won the Open de España on a golf course that I feel is somewhat similar in layout to Congaree. You have Scottie Scheffler at 11-1, Max Homa and Justin Thomas at 16-1, Matt Fitzpatrick and Sun J.M. at 18-1, Jordan Spieth, Shane Lowry at 22-1. We'll come back to Lowry in a minute. Tom Kim, a fairly juicy 28-1, even though I don't like his chances because of all the travel. Sam Burns, 28-1, Colin Morikawa, Cameron Young, Victor Hovland, also 28-1, Tyrrell Hatton, 35-1, Hideki, 40-1, Keegan Bradley, last week's winner, 45, along with Horschel, Wise, Taylor Montgomery, who's someone we should not forget about this week, and then started to kind of get a little bit deeper into the table of players for this week. So, pretty sizable field. Obviously, most of the South Korean players are at the very bottom here. If you wanted to take a super mega flyer, and I will not advise you to bet actual dollars on this, but if you had like a free bet sitting around or one of those sportsbook offers where they'll cover your losing bet up to, you know, 25 bucks or whatever, put 10 bucks on Byo Kim. He is 1,000-1. Byo Kim has had a great year on the Asian tour, played really, really well. I'm not saying he's going to win the tournament, but 1,000-1, I wouldn't mind betting him. At 40-1 on a top 10, I would also throw that bet in there too. Not saying that it's going to pay off. Don't even think about it once you make the bet. Be surprised if it happens. But I would put 10 bucks on 1,000-1, and I would put 10 bucks on 40-1 for Byo Kim. And that is the only guy I would touch among the South Korean players who are coming over here from the Asian tour this week to compete. Other than that, leave it alone. Don't bother. You're probably going to find players this week that are going to be among the elite that are going to have the best chance to win. The players that named in the field when the field came out that jumped right out at me for guys to like this week are good drivers of the golf ball. If you look at Rory McIlroy, if you look at John Rahm, of course they're the favorites for a reason. Scottie Scheffler, favorite for a reason. But I think your first draw is probably Max Homa at 16. I mean, he never gets much respect in terms of who's likely to win. It always seems like a surprise when he does, but he's already won this season. He's playing well. He's been active this season already between winning the Fortinet and doing just the God's work at the President's Cup for the United States team. Really like him this week. I think you have to like Shane Lowry at 22-1. Yes, he missed the cut in his last start at the Dunhill Links Championship, but he won in the previous one at the BMW PGA, one of the biggest tournaments on the DP World Tour. Finished T13 in the prior start at the BMW Championship in the FedEx Cup playoffs. In good form, playing great this year. There's a reason to like him this week. I think we may overdo it a little bit on Tom Kim this week. I am not going to touch him at 28-1. Not because I don't like him. I think he's great, and I think he's the real deal. However, he has gone from Vegas to Japan, Japan to here. And yes, there's probably some private jet travel involved, but that's still a lot of mileage for anybody. That's a lot of golf for anybody. So I would kind of back off on Tom Kim. I tend to back off also, and this is something maybe we'll get into on Thursday on our strategy session show or section of the Thursday show when we talk about strategy, but try to back off on guys who have played three in a row. Try to back off on guys who have traveled a ton. And to that end, a lot of people said, hey, I love Colin Morikawa this week. Well, he's also traveled a lot. And Cameron Young has too, coming from Japan. Now I'm going to break my own rule and tell you I love Cameron Young this week. For one reason. He's young. He hasn't played three in a row. Three in a row is usually where it gets bad, right? Two in a row is fine. Three in a row, start to kind of see some declining returns. Four in a row, five in a row. Okay, now it's getting really hard. Which goes back to trying to figure out why guys struggle on the PGA Tour, especially when you have very little status. That's one of the reasons why. You feel like you have to play so often, you just drive yourself into the ground. Cameron Young, I think he's young enough and probably hungry enough to be able to still stand up this week at 28-1. I really do like his chances to win. I love Taylor Montgomery in Vegas. I don't think he's ready for this stage. I think he is too short. I just don't think that's a likely outcome for him to win this week against this quality of field. That's not to say he can't do well and you wouldn't like him on a top 10, which is plus 330 or maybe a little bit of plus money on a top 20. But I would probably stay out of the way with him this week, even though you probably would be drawn to him. A guy I always love in the South is Brian Harman. He is 65-1, lefty player. Just seems to kind of do well in these Georgia, South Carolina type events. It's a homecoming kind of thing for him. I think if you wanted to look super deep, you might want to start thinking about Sahith Theegala. 80-1, had a great week in Japan, T5, I think. Great week in Japan. And so he figured it out after not so great start. Maybe he's starting to kind of get on the right side of things. Again, young enough where I may be willing to violate my rule here. And 80-1, willing to violate my rule of a lot of travel could weigh him down. I don't think he's probably worn into the ground quite yet. And then you kind of start digging a little bit deeper and maybe having some issues about guys you might want to like at a super deep range. I'm going to bet Denny McCarthy. I do feel like I bet him every week. Again, he's a local guy. I'm going to stick with him. Sebastian Munoz interests me to a degree. The guy that really interests me is Sepp Straka at 100-1 because he has been in a playoff over, it feels like, over and over again when he plays. At the Zozo, he was T45, kind of out there to be out there. And again, could be tired, but it's the second event in a row. It's not back to back to back. I can live with that. Again, if you had the private jet, if you have that kind of shuttle, and I think we have kind of have to assume that there's been some chatter about that, you're probably going to have a better time traveling than just getting on a commercial jet going home. So I'm willing to live with that if the PGA Tour actually has wound up funding the private jet transit from Japan for the players who are competing this week. And they probably did. 100-1, he really does interest me. I don't know why he's this deep on the board other than for people to think, oh, he's got to be tired. So that's an interesting number to me this week. Then you're really getting too deep. I think you're too deep at past 100-1, 150-1. I don't see anybody standing out to me as like, hey, you got to get a piece of that action. So I would probably just leave well enough alone there. I just don't see anybody standing out to me as like, hey, you know, you should really like that guy this week. It is interesting to look at the leaderboard from the Palmetto Championship. There really isn't a particular type of player that stands out. Almost all kinds of different types of players did well. Obviously, Garrick Hago hits the crap out of the ball and wound up winning. But if you look at the players who competed and the ones that finished well, very few of them were true bombers, true long hitters. So I think you have to take a look at a variety of different types of players, but err toward a player who can kind of bump it out there a little bit and just hits the ball well. And I don't even think we talked about Tyrrell Hatton. I'm gonna fire on Tyrrell Hatton at 35-1 this week as well. So those are my early nods for the CJ Cup. We will dial that in as we do our modeling. We'll talk about modeling Tuesday. We obviously got kind of talked a little bit about horse for course here. We will reiterate that a little bit and also try to make some comparisons to other courses on the PGA Tour because we've only seen Congaree once. So we'll look over the strokes gained data, run through the modeling today, and then we'll kind of refine all of this stuff for tomorrow once the market has moved, maybe just a little bit. But I don't expect a whole lot of handle on this week. I just don't expect a whole lot of handle on the PGA Tour in the fall. So we've got ourselves a little bit of time to think about it. Mallorca Golf Open on the DP World Tour. They are playing in Mallorca, Spain. This is one of those tournaments that just kind of gets put in every year. And it's fairly random in that regard that it seems like on an annual basis, there's a press release from the European Tour group that says, hey, we're playing in Mallorca this week. Or, hey, we're adding Mallorca to the field. The tournament docket for the schedule for the season. Here's what it's going to be and when it's going to be. And it's almost always in September, October, and it's just going to fill in to a degree. So this is a new venue, though. And this venue has never actually hosted this tournament in all the years that Mallorca has held a PGA Tour, or excuse me, a DP World Tour event in some fashion. So it's really hard to kind of have any kind of representation of the field playing this golf course in the past. So you've got Rasmus Højgaard at 12-1, Ryan Fox at 14-1, Richard Mansell and Adrian Ottavi and Eddie Pepperell at 22, Fabrizio Zanotti at 25, Yannick Paul at 30, along with Erik van Rooyen, who is for some reason playing this tournament. I don't understand, but okay. Nikolai Højgaard, 35, Richie Ramsey, 35, Marcel Schneider, 35, and then you start to kind of go a little bit deeper. Andy Sullivan's 41, for some reason, people kind of started talking about him this week. I wouldn't really get involved there. Jeff Winther was the last guy to win. He won in this tournament 2021. It hasn't been an official event in 10 years. They've had this tournament, typically winds up being on the Challenge Tour, and if they need to bump it up, they bump it up. But yeah, no. If you look at the 2021 leaderboard, it's not going to really tell you a whole lot about the golf course. Obviously, it's a different venue. But if you look at who played well, Jeff Winther wound up winning by a shot. Jorge Campillo, Pep Anglais, Laurie Cantor, Jack Sr. Nothing really stands out there to me. So I'm probably going to pass this week on the DP World Tour unless I try to find a really deep shot that I like maybe a Ewan Ferguson at 40-1, nice and far down the leaderboard relative to his performances, or down the odds table relative to his performance this year. I love Johannes Veerman. He's not playing that great at the moment. Kiradek Akpi-Barnrat has shown some signs. They're both 50-1. Could interest me a little bit. I'm probably going to take one or two shots here, and that'll be the extent of it for the week. It's just a little too difficult to find reasons to bet this week in a tournament, at a venue you've never seen, in a tournament that's just kind of shoved in there to the schedule. So I will probably not be partaking this week in anything related to the DP World Tour. There are not odds out yet that I've seen for the PGA Tour Champions event or the LPGA event. Hopefully we'll get those. We'll have those for tomorrow's show if they come out. I assume that we will see some of that. There's a new venue for the BMW Ladies Championship on the LPGA Tour, so we don't have any course history there. This week is going to be difficult to bet for that reason. It is going to be tricky to identify really anybody that you like a whole lot other than quality. You're going to flee to quality this week on the PGA Tour. Again, you may be able to try to find a couple of nuggets of players that you might like based on if they played the Palmetto Championship, but that field is nothing like this field. So I think you're probably going to stay in that 40 or shorter range this week. I would be kind of surprised if you had any deep shot win. That all said, I like Sepp Straka at 100. I like Denny McCarthy at 100, and that'll probably be the extent of it there. So nothing too huge. It will probably be a pretty light week on the card overall, but still a good offering for the week, and we've got a great tournament, 30 of the top 50. It'll be entertaining regardless. So tomorrow we will go into the models that we run for our members at Golf News Net. We'll go over the top 10 players. Again, that's typically not a mystery in our model, so we'll go over that and kind of try to plug in a little bit where we see some value there. Maybe throw in a couple of quote-unquote horse-for-course picks if we can find some comparisons relative to other PGA Tour courses or other courses in the world of golf that might be relatively speaking compared. I do like the comparison between the Club de Campo de Madrid and here. So obviously I kind of like John Rahm this week. Don't love the price, but I like John Rahm this week. And then we will start to look at some derivative pricing for 10s and 20s and 40 finishes, maybe a couple of matchups. Then our schedule for the rest of the week. Wednesday we'll set our lineups and set our card for the week. We'll get that all out there for you. Thursday we'll do one segment of strategy around something kind of related to how we look at betting. And then we'll also look at what's going on in the early action, mostly on the DP World Tour in Spain. We'll probably be just getting underway in South Carolina when we record. Friday, we'll get a little bit more into round one results, live round two action. And then, as warranted on the weekend, we will come out and update with picks and changes and live bet, especially for Sunday, as we get into the action for the final round of those two tournaments. And obviously, we don't get a whole lot of live betting on the LPGA, so that's going to happen in the middle of the night anyhow. All right, that's going to do it for us today on The Press. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to us if you have an opportunity through your favorite podcasting service. We're going to start doing a video version of this show just as soon as I kind of get the layout together of what I want to show each week or each day when we do these shows, give you a better idea of odds board, what we're looking at, how we're analyzing things. So we'll work on that. Probably have it for Tuesday or Wednesday show. We'll give you a good idea of when the video side of this will come out. It'll be on our YouTube channel for Golf News Net, and I'll promote that as well on my Twitter, at Ryan Valenti. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We will talk to you tomorrow on The Press.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.